What's up? Another episode of this podcast, yet to be named, right now under the name of the podcast about figuring your life out, because that's what I'm doing. So, what you're listening to right now is the second part. It's the follow-up to what I talked about a couple days ago, and that is followership. And I said I was going to go to work, test it out, and see what my day was like, in this case days, by choosing to be a follower. And not a follower that's passive and uninvolved, but a follower who lets others lead. And it was an interesting experience. Let me tell you about what I learned. So, first of all, I learned I was probably way off my rocker. Where do I even begin here? I was just thinking all about it and planning what I was going to say here. But I went in saying I'm going to be a follower that lets other people lead, that contributes, that asks questions, that challenges assumptions, but I'm going to let other people lead. You know, I'm not going to insist that I be front and center and try to jump in and take control, right? And what I learned is that leadership is complex. It's not so simple, you know? It's not so simple that you can say, here it is, here's the one formula, here's the one secret to leadership success. It's a lot more than that. There's a reason that there's literally been thousands upon thousands of books written about leadership, and new books continue to be written virtually every day. It's a complex subject. There's a lot to it, and we can't oversimplify something that is, by its very nature, somewhat complex, which can seem like a paradox because it's true. You know, it's true intelligence for a person to take something that is mysterious and complex in nature and make it so simple that a child can understand it, right? So we're human beings that crave simplicity, that want clarity and direction that's simple and easy to follow, yet we are complex beings with complex problems and relationships. It's kind of an interesting paradox there. And what I learned is that it's not just about being a great follower. It's not just about being a great leader. And in the case of this internship, it's not just about being a great marketer. You see, coming into this internship, I had high expectations for myself. I said, by the end of this internship, and it's 2 months, right? It's only 9 weeks. I said, by the end of this internship, I'm going to be an expert in marketing. I'm going to be able to go back to the company I work for in Utah, and I'm going to be able to say, listen up, guys, here's everything I learned over the last 9 weeks, and here's how it's going to change the face of our business, right? That was my expectation of myself, that I was going to become an expert, that I was going to leave no stone unturned in my journey to becoming the ultimate full-stack marketer and leader. And here I am 4.5 weeks in. I'm halfway there. I'm halfway done. And I'm not even remotely close in any way, shape, or form to being an expert full-stack marketer and leader. I'm way better off than I was 4.5 weeks ago, and I know I'm going to be even better off when it's over. And I've learned so much. But hey, the more you learn, the more you realize how much you don't know and how far away from that picture perfect version of life you are. You're so far away from it. My biggest weakness is impatience. I was at the beginning of this week really flustered with this feeling of being so far away still from being a great marketer and a great leader and trying to figure out how to have really fulfilling, amazing relationships with everybody. I was really flustered by this feeling of being so far away. And I was thinking to myself and trying to process these thoughts and feelings I was having to figure out what was going on in my head. And I heard this quiet little voice whisper to me, "You're impatient, Zach. You're being impatient. These things take time. You want to be a great marketer. You want to be a great leader and really, truly bless people's life, bless your family's life and give them an amazing amazing opportunities, you've got to be patient. You've got to work at it. You've got to practice, practice, practice. Try, fail, try, fail, try, fail. And you're never going to get there. You're never going to arrive. That's the way life works. And that was what I heard this little voice whisper to me, that I'm impatient, and that if there's anything in my life I need to work on, I need to work on being more patient. And I'm not talking about patience in the sense of not lashing out at people and getting angry and irritated with others and, you know, getting in arguments. I'm talking about the impatience, having the patience to be great, you know, to develop your skills, to be patient with yourself and your failures, because that's hard. You know, like I said, I came into this internship thinking that in 9 weeks I was going to be a completely transformed individual, a great leader, a great marketer, somebody who has the answers. And I've learned that that's not going to be the case, nor should it be the case. It's about growing and improving, something I've absolutely done to this point, something I will continue to do. And it's about becoming patient with yourself and with these results. When we had interviews, one-on-one interviews with Ryan Dice, and I'm telling this story to sort of illustrate to you just how impatient I tend to be, and what I intend to do about it. When we had our one-on-one interviews with Ryan Dice, we got to sit down with him for 45 minutes. It was an amazing experience. And at the end of our time together, he said, "I'll tell you what I've told the other two, and that's that we have no expectation of you here. You know, we want you to learn. We want you to soak up as much as you can and get this experience, ask questions, learn from others. But we have no expectation of you. There's no promise of a full-time job offer. You know, we just want you to learn." And he was completely gracious and sincere in that they're not expecting us to come in and add all this value and do this amazing work. They're, out of the goodness of their hearts, they're providing us this experience so we can learn, right? So we can gain experience and be better prepared for our careers. But I did not interpret it that way, even though I knew in my heart of hearts that that's what he meant it to be. He meant it to be a sincere gesture, but I took it as a challenge, which just goes to show how impatient I really am. Because I said, "Oh, well, you don't." I thought to myself, "All right, well, I get that you don't expect much from us, but I'm gonna deliver. You know, I'm gonna prove to be valuable, an asset here." And that is not the mentality to have. That is not the way to think. You know, I've been given this incredible opportunity, this humbling experience, to be surrounded by these people who are just so smart, who are where I want to be. And it's not about coming in and competing and defying the odds and exceeding all expectations. Obviously, that's great if you do that, but it really is about learning, you know, soaking up the knowledge of these people, building relationships, and being patient, you know, realizing that you don't have to have all the answers, nor should you have all the answers, because then you thwart the growth of other people. If you decide to come in and be the person with all the solutions and all the answers to everyone's problems, you kill the creativity and the thinking of other people. Because why should I try to contribute if I know that Zach is going to come in like a freaking tornado and just throw his ideas out and expect us all to follow and conform? You know? So many lessons learned from that little experiment to try and be a better follower. So many lessons learned about how complex being a great leader, a great marketer really is. And I'm really grateful for that experience. I'm grateful for everything that I'm learning here. It's been awesome. It's been really cool. And I'm humbled. And I know that I need to be patient. I need to develop more patience with myself and with others. Yeah, there was one other thing that I was going to say, I was going to talk about, and I can't quite remember it now, but, anywho, that's what I have for you today. It's about being patient. You know, it's about not jumping in and taking control and defying the odds and all expectations and delivering immense value. Those things are good, but you got to be patient with your progress as well. You know, it wasn't realistic for me to come into this internship thinking I was going to walk away an expert full stack marketer and leader. But I am going to be a better marketer and a better leader by the end of this experience. But I also recognize there's still a long way to go. I have a whole career ahead of me. I have numerous opportunities to learn and to grow and to surround myself with people that, you know, can fill in the spots where I fall short, you know? So, blessed, grateful, humbled, looking forward to developing more patience over the remaining 4.5 weeks of this internship, working well with others, becoming a better marketer, and yeah, that's what I've got. So, hope you all have a great day. Remember to stay hungry, humble, smart. Develop some patience. Be patient with yourself and others. You know, the road to greatness is a long one. And the real secret to it is that you never actually arrive. You're always working toward it. Have a great day, everyone. Talk to you next time.